This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Major U.S. agriculture organizations sent letters to all 2024 presidential candidates asking them to prioritize trade. The letters encourage each candidate to prioritize new market access trade agreements to help strengthen U.S. ag and decrease reliance on China. Farmers for Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel says the U.S. has stood on the sidelines in world trade long enough.
The U.S. is going to run a food and ag trade deficit this year of nearly $18 billion, a historic high in terms of how much more we're importing than exporting. And some of that is year-round produce that's coming in and it's high cost. I get that. But part of it is it's been 10 years since the U.S. entered into a new free trade agreement. So we've updated NAFTA and we've updated South Korea, but it's been 10 years since we broke into a new country.
While the U.S. has been inactive in looking for new trade opportunities, Keel says other countries have been busy.
In the past 10 years, China has entered into dozens of free trade agreements, and the EU is entering into free trade agreements. Our allies and our adversaries alike are opening new markets. And the U.S., because politics on both the left and the right, we've gotten scared of trade agreements, and so we're not playing anymore.
Keel says his group wants to see America take the USMCA template and try to open up some new markets. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.